Our scripture reading for this morning is taken from the 12th chapter of Paul's letter to the Romans, beginning with the 9th verse. I invite you to read it with me responsively as printed. Let love be without hypocrisy. Abhor what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love, in honor giving preference to one another, not lagging in diligence, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing steadfastly in prayer, distributing to the needs of the saints, given to hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice, and weep with those who weep. Be of the same mind toward one another. Do not set your mind on high things, but associate with the humble. Do not be wise in your own opinion. Repay no one evil for evil. Have regard for good things in the sight of all men. If it is possible, as much as depends on you, live peaceably with all men. Beloved, do not avenge yourselves, but rather give place to wrath, for it is written, "Vengeance is mine, I will repay," says the Lord. Therefore, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him a drink. For in so doing, you will heap coals of fire on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. You may be seated. It could be that you have already had a chance in your life to visit Niagara Falls. If you have not, I encourage you to go sometime. It is quite a spectacular sight. The Niagara Falls are really not the tallest waterfalls in the world, but they are the most powerful. They have the strongest, what they call, flow rate for the current that comes up to them. 6 million cubic feet of water flow over the crest of those falls every minute. There are stories of people that have been caught in the river ahead of time and in that current and taken right over the falls. Just this summer in May, there was a 22-year-old man caught in the current and drowned. When the Bible describes our spiritual condition as we come into this world, it describes us to us as the same way of being caught in a current of unbelief and wickedness that is raging toward the crest of destruction. And all of us have just been naturally born into that current and are going by nature with the flow of the evil and unbelief of this world. But our gracious and loving God, through the work of the Holy Spirit, has so mercifully come and plucked you and me from that raging river and has now taken us, of all things, through his own sacred water in baptism and through his word, has now grabbed our hearts by faith in Christ and placed us on the deck of a very sturdy ship that is heading against this current. It is aimed upstream, and it is pushing in another direction. And that ship is the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, all of the believers in Christ who have been brought to faith in him. And the flag under which this ship flies on the mast of Christ, the flag above all of us is the flag of the beautiful doctrine of justification, that God in Christ declares you righteous and holy for Jesus' sake, not because of anything of you or me, of course, but for Jesus' sake. God has declared us completely innocent of all sin. And so on board of this ship, as believers in Christ, we now have been rescued from the weight of our sins. And we join with the fellow passengers, many who sit here among us today, who have been brought to faith in this same Savior. And in the middle of this raging current of the world's unbelief and wickedness in which we live, this ship of the Holy Christian Church that we are on is now steering a different course and has a different aim in the opposite direction, that of everlasting life. And the Holy Spirit, through the Word of God, continues to guide and navigate us toward that heavenly goal. And that's why the same St. Paul in the text we just read said earlier in this letter, "We rejoice in the hope of the glory of God." And isn't that true for all of us who've come to know Christ? We rejoice. We're excited. Just think of it, we get to go to heaven. How amazing is that? That's what you have in your future because of God putting you on this ship. And the Holy Spirit sometimes has to remind us that right now on the ship, it's difficult. Right now on this ship, we have to still face a lot of raging current and waves. But ultimately, the voyage and the destination of our voyage makes it all worthwhile. Paul said that also earlier in this book to the Romans when he said, "I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us." But the current of this world's wickedness and unbelief continues to pound against the ship of God's holy Christian church. There is a constant pressure pushing against us. And the waves slap up against the walls of that ship and hit us in the face, attempting to knock us overboard and bring us back into that powerful current of destruction. If you were to look at the text in front of us very carefully, the one that we just read together responsively, it describes now the life of those who have been put on board of Christ, those who are members of his holy Christian church. And the life that they now live, battling against the winds and the waves and this contrary current that tries to steer us off of our course. And if you look closely at those words and every little phrase about them, everything listed there describing the life of those who believe in Christ and are on this ship, it describes a conflict with the way that the world operates and thinks. Now, don't be surprised when once in a while a large wave from that wicked current slams overboard into the ship and washes up onto the deck and may overwhelm you and knock you off your feet. And for a moment, you fall down and you slide in that current and you get dragged with it to the back of the boat and it threatens to wash you overboard, back into the dangerous, raging waters of this world's evil current. But the same Holy Spirit who at first plucked you from that water and by his grace put you on the deck of that saving ship does the same thing with us once again through the simple little process of repentance in our hearts. He picks you up, he dries you off, he steadies you into the wind, and he walks you back to the mast of Christ, and he wraps your arms around the mast of your forgiving Savior. The strength that you and I have against the forces of the current of this world's wickedness and unbelief are not to be found in us and how well we can stand on our own feet on the deck of this boat, but rather our fortitude against the pressures that beat against us, the pressures of unbelief in this world, our fortitude is to be found in Christ, in his word, and in the fellow members of his church who stand with us. In him and in him alone, all of the qualities described in that reading for today, which define his holy Christian church in this world, are seen also in you from the eyes of the Father. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Amen. Please rise. And we pray. Lord God, our Heavenly Father, we thank and praise you for rescuing us and bringing us into your kingdom of grace. Lord, I believe, help thou my unbelief. Amen.